There are a few people in my practice who activate me negatively. I also have a friend that I've known since college who brings out the absolute worst in me. When she comes to visit, she always stays way too long, and bad things always end up happening to me. I injure myself, I lose things. Once I backed my car into my husband's truck. Sometimes my dogs get sick. I never get through a visit with her unscathed, and it always costs me financially, physically, emotionally, and usually all three. And I still maintain this friendship, and I love her. I have never been able to maintain healthy boundaries with her, though I do try.
I smell a change coming on. What a price to pay for this relationship. Let me suggest that you create a clear, positive intention about creating and holding healthy boundaries with your friend and everyone, and use that intention as a catalyst for your work. All of those negative experiences are feedback about how you're selling yourself down the river, perhaps to receive love. And be prepared, because as you organize your energy differently, your relationships are likely to change. Some of them evolve beautifully. Others fall away because they no longer hold any energy or interest for you. It's always fascinating to see how relationships change as the one with yourself changes. I'm really looking forward to witnessing this evolution with you.